Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin Leroy Beast. We got Myers-Leonard coming up in about 25 minutes. Sat down with him at Heat Camp. He's fantastic. And that voice, my God. Powerful. Very manly. Man's man, Myers-Leonard.
Seems like he has a great family life.
Yeah, it does. It seems like he does. Once again, guys, 7-9 ticket, the radio home of the Miami Heat's going to be broadcasting the red, white, and pink scrimmage. That is this Sunday at 4 o'clock at the American Airlines Arena, and it is the opening tip for the Heat Help Cure campaign. Join the Heat, the ticket, as we look to help find a cure for cancer and do it while getting an up-close look at the Heat scrimmage. Proceeds benefit cancer research and discovery at Miami Cancer Institute. Join us in our quest to build a world without cancer. Visit heathelpcure.org. Some texters writing in. James Johnson, will he get reinstated faster than Vontez Perfect? I say yes. Another texter writes in, Heat to JJ, you don't have to go home, but you have to get the F up out of here. Hashtag banished. He was banished, bro. He was banished. This was interesting, though. On the if James Johnson got banished from camp for being a little overweight, wouldn't have Philly Cheese been traded last year? One, I don't think Philly Cheese was in camp last year because he was hurt. So I don't think that was an issue. And I kind of feel like when they say there's slippage in Heat culture, I kind of feel like this is what they're talking about. Like the body fat thing, the checking the bodies, because, you know, there weren't a lot of new guys coming in here that they were trying to get in proper shape. I think that's probably what they meant. I don't know. I don't know if they were going as stringent with the body fat stuff They kind of had all of the same guys last year.
The Udonis, if you see something, say something shirt has Philly Cheese on the front of it.
Perhaps. Although Philly Cheese looked in great shape. Philly Cheese.
The example of what not to do is him in his bed.
Well, I think this year it's probably not what not to do is James Johnson. You're not here. They saw James Johnson. They said something, and now he's not there. He's I don't know where he is.
Doing some crunches to try to make, you know, be able to make it.
He's just hanging out. He's just doing his thing.
Like
I don't
know. Cutting weight.
Is he getting paid?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I don't think you get paid for camp. I think you get paid for games, don't you?
I don't know how that works.
I did see. I think he loses out on a body fat bonus. I think Bobby Marks, or maybe it was just Barry Jackson, I think they said it was like $225,000. So it does seem like it costs him. I don't know if they'll void that or not, but here it is. Bobby Marks. Should be noted that Johnson has a $240,000 likely bonus in his contract for body fat percentage and weight requirements. Johnson has met the bonus the previous two seasons. Now, I don't know when that bonus has to be, you know, met. Does it have to be met at the season? Does it have to be met at camp? I don't know. I'm not Albert Nahmad on contracts. That dude's a wizard or Larry Coon. I don't know these types of things. I'm not that involved into the details of the contract. Another texter writes in, Dolphins should have 5 more touchdowns. If a bleeping receiver can catch the ball or running back didn't fumble, is that Rosen's fault? You are the ultimate gas bag on this one, Tobin. I think it's a fair question. Look, I'm not saying that it is all his fault.
You're a gas bag.
What I am asking is, if the Dolphins break the record for lowest amount of average points per season, even remember, we got to take a couple of games you can't really put on him. I mean, he got into every game, but he didn't start 2 games. But if the Dolphins end with the worst average, even if I took the shutout out, if they end with the worst average, can I say he's not the guy? That's all. I'm not saying cut him. I'm not saying trade him.
No.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
What?
What's wrong?
I had to go, like, next door to use a bathroom.
Oh, sorry, man. Let's get the headlines.
Huh.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
If you missed us just talking about James Johnson not with the Heat at camp because he failed his conditioning test.
Whatever that is.
Whatever, like, yeah, we don't whatever even that know might be. We is. Don't have the details. All we know is he's not there. So just keep on the lookout for that. Meanwhile, baseball playoffs, wild card games. Nats beat the Brewers 4-3 tonight. AL wild card, Rays and A's.
Is this a move if you're James Johnson to take like a car up to Palm Beach and you start working out outside the gym?
That's what you would do.
Why?
That's a team petty move.
It's not a team petty move. I think it's a cool move.
No, not it's not a.
You're saying no. You guys don't want me here, but I'm gonna be here working until you'll accept me. I think that's a good move. You don't think that's a good move?
No, I don't think that goes.
You go
well.
Find a. You go. I'm sure there's an open court somewhere on Kaiser's campus.
Is there?
I have no idea. To be honest with you, I've never been to Kaiser, which I probably should go visit. It's right next to my house. But yeah, I would go find a place super close to go work out and prove yourself. That way, you're right there. You don't have to waste.
So the Heat are like looking out the window to see JJ just practicing.
Correct.
They have great roles at Kaiser.
Minus one, man.
Minus one.
No. James Johnson's probably taking advantage of.
I mean, Kaiser rolls are delicious.
They are.
What?
It's what we were.
With the little seeds. I don't like the ones. With
no,
the
you room. Don't have to have seeds. Yeah. It's what we refer to in the Yiddish situation as a bulky roll.
This
you're,
is what,
you're a bulky roll.
I am. I am a, especially when I fell in the parking lot yesterday. It was a bulky roll.
This could is you imagine? Oh no.
Eric Spoelstra said the Heat announced that James Johnson will miss the beginning of camp because of conditioning requirements. He says he's been very serious about his work this summer. You could see it in our conditioning day. He did a great job with that. James is going to be the best version of himself. He has to have a clear mind for him to impact the game, and conditioning is a big part of it. He wasn't healthy last year.
So
and then 5 minutes later, they send the other one out saying he didn't pass the conditioning test.
I don't understand. So he did Osman worked out. So he looked great, but he's banned.
Yeah, it's too fat.
Might be something else. Remember, I like when he left there. I was like, it doesn't.
Yeah, you're a better judge of that stuff than I am. Obviously,
something seemed off.
Just it looked a little.
I didn't even notice it because I was looking at his hair. He had that awesome. Nah. He had that awesome listen, ponytail going on.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a basketball player without ripped arms? That's all they do.
Yeah. Well, he wears the T-shirt under.
Still could tell.
His arms weren't ripped.
Just look.
No, nah, everybody else had ripped arms. Like Gogi, ripped arms.
Right. Because that's all they do. They spend half the day with their arms above their head shooting.
Yeah. Yeah.
So shoulders, strong shoulders, except for Paul George.
Yeah, Spo said he did not meet our requirements that he knew about as we set for him to come into camp. He's still very much part of our team. We hope to get him back soon. The rest of it is handled in the statement. And we want what's best for him, and hopefully he'll be back soon. So each guy gets sent their own. Like, you have to make your own number. And so I don't think he made his body fat number. So that's what I read into
it. And that being the case, that's not going to just turn around.
No.
Like, you can make weight like a fighter, so he probably knows how to cut weight. But body fat.
Takes some work.
Yep.
Keto JJ.
Better get some of the red rice yeast.
Intermittent fast.
What was that?
Red rice yeast. Was it Kryolic?
Can we get a little bit of Udonis Haslam on JJ and his situation?
Oh, this is after?
This is after practice, yeah.
After he was
banished.
Okay.
One of my favorite players. There's nothing that JJ can't do on the basketball court. He can handle, he can shoot, he can make plays, he can defend, he can rebound. He's you know, one of the more versatile players in the league. So I'm going to keep in touch with him. I told him I'll be calling him every day, checking in on him, and we'll make sure we get him back soon.
Do you have the other one, Robbie, where he's talking about just keeping up the stands and all that? Because he said that he talked to him and wants to, just get him right.
I had a conversation with JJ for about an hour. We're all on the same page. He understands what he needs to do. And I love JJ like a brother, like I told him. You know, it's not easy. It's not easy for any of us. You know, a lot of things that we have to do in order to be great, in order to be a part of this team, in order to be a champion, it's not easy. And this organization is not for everybody. But if you fall in line and do the things that they ask you to do, you can become a champion. So hopefully he'll figure it out and we get him back soon.
What they're doing is they're trying to cut out fat cat syndrome. I talked about this last year. Fat cats all around. They all got fat on their multi-year deals. Tyler Johnson spoke about this after one of the games, where like everybody's all like mopey dopey, and you're like, yeah, but you all got like 4-year lifetime life-setting deals, and you know they all got fat and sassy. So it's not that you know, maybe he did work hard this summer, but maybe he didn't work as hard as he did two summers ago.
Or maybe he was still eating churros.
Speaking of a person who loves churros, Shaquille O'Neal. Yeah, he looks like he likes some churros.
He likes some Papa John's.
Have you seen that him and Dame Dalla, Damian Lillard, are beefing?
They're rapping against each other?
Well, all right. So Damian Lillard went on a podcast, and he said that he's a better he's the best NBA or best basketball rapper there ever has been. And, you know, Damian Lillard, he spits that fire. Yeah. He's good. Shaq didn't like this. And so Shaquille O'Neal, he came out with a diss track. And here it is.
I think I rap better than Shaq. People weren't looking at it like it's a real rapper. It was like that Shaq rapping.
That's Dame rapping. The daddy has to come out of retirement and spank one of these undisciplined children.
Now it's time to be disciplined.
It's time to put up that belt and whip a little
ass.
A little
here
ass.
We go.
Yo, yeah, what's wrong with these little cats? I can tell they little listen to their little raps. Always bragging about their little max contract. Dame got a little money when it comes to Shaq. You see this flow, got a little Hall of Fame on it. Dame shoot jumpers, Shaq still banged on it. Are you kidding me, lyrically, not physically, mentally, vividly? Seeing it before, you might give it to me. I'm on a yacht in Little Italy, riddle me. When you was young, did you see my MVP like a trilogy? MVP candidates, you are not one. Platinum plaques on my wall, go and get you some. Lyrically, I'm 3-time finals MVP. I can't believe some car called as a team. How you say that you better than these when you ain't got more chatter than these? What you talking about? Legendary, I'm a hip-hop scholar. I'm trying to get a billion, give a f*** about a dollar. Little boys better stay in their place next time they ask you about Shaq, man, fix your face. This is more.
Good by Shaq, man. All right.
We get a response?
So we got a response yesterday. Dame Dalla came out right before Blazers practice.
Oh.
And, well, he decided to go his route.
Never run from smoke. I'm the type to climb up the chimney. Was really feeling threatened. And listen up to this, me should have knew this was a shootout. I could never let you zip me. Said that Max was little, that 250 million crispy. Can't recall you getting that when I was cruising on a 10 speed. This a different era. You the past and you the past. Said yourself that I'm a Tesla, no longer need diesel gas. Kinda like the Cavs, ain't really need diesel ads. And even in Miami, won that on the strength of flash. You had a moment, OG, you the pioneer. But I didn't reach the top at this point, and the climb is clear. All my bars is colder than any climate that's near. So if you're looking for the stop to the rain, you can find it here. Feel.
Whoa, I like it.
Burn.
I like it, too.
I like it.
You know what the one thing that Shaq does have going against him? And Damian Lillard made a good point. I can't get out of my head that it's Shaq rapping. It's good, but it's like... Whenever Shaq does anything, it's hard doing it without thinking it's hilariously fun. It's like Shaq DJing.
Man, wait a minute. Dude, didn't he have an album that went platinum?
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Don't forget
that,
about
it. I'm saying, that, I don't care if it's just Shaq rapping.
That Shaq
you don't and, sell that many damn records.
That Shaq and the Fushnikins collab was great.
Be careful.
Yeah.
Fushnikins.
Hey. I'm going to say this right here. White people on radio, be careful. Okay?
What does that mean?
Because somebody going to be out there like you and screw it up.
Fushnikins.
Okay, you keep going.
All it takes is the tongue to go the wrong way.
I tell you what.
Early return.
I would tell you what, though. Shaq went for like 5 straight minutes.
Well, I can't play the whole thing. I took the last for, last verse of Dame's,
okay,
because it mentions with Dwayne Wade carrying that ass.
But the other thing is that music itself has changed so much that Dame won't get received like Shaq did, because Shaq, because of when he did his stuff.
Well, he was also he was doing movies at the same time.
He didn't even have to be good. He just had to be decent.
Mm-hmm.
But now with so much rap out there, to get heard, you got to be just different. So it's a different time.
Early returns, people saying Shaq won.
I think so, yeah, too.
Even with the Wade shout out by Dame, which I thought would have won him in the eyes of Miami.
I will say this. the music, sometimes you tend to lean towards the music you are familiar with, and that Shaq's music that we're familiar with.
Somebody says every time I hear Lillard, I picture him in that damn baby commercial.
Mama ain't got no rings! Yeah.
Shaq made $286 million over his career. Lillard, after his current contract, will make $350 million. Right. Yeah, Lillard's making crazy money.
Yeah, but you know Shaq has 700 endorsements.
Shaq's on like every other commercial these
days. Oh yeah, I mean he's got the General, he's got Papa John's, he's got the spicy hot.
He's the what's the thing with Carnival?
Spicy hot.
Isn't he the chief fun operator?
He is the chief fun officer for Carnival. Yes.
Now that is ridiculous.
We interviewed him for that job.
He told Peace that he sucked.
Shaq went platinum, but he had all the best rappers of all time featured all over the album.
Yeah, I bet you. Yeah, but I bet you Damian Lillard could too. Like, Damian Lillard's a big deal.
Right.
You know? If he wanted to. But he probably wouldn't even want to. You know, because right. Dame's, he's serious about this, I guess. I don't know.
Remember when you guys suggested to Shaq that Udonis have, like, a back road at the American Airlines Arena, and he got so offended
He got so offended. You're going to give him a cul-de-sac?
Man. Wait. He's
like, Jesus. Hey, let me tell you something now, Shaq. I would love for Wade to get that cul-de-sac. Apparently, there's a policy on that, too.
Wait.
What?
Yep.
Wait. LMFAO. Holy smokes. That little guy got a huge pair. It must hurt when he walks because them things underneath.
Coming up next, we talk to another great rapper, Myers Leonard. What a day it's been so far on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Leroy got himself a baby squirrel. This squirrel's now talking. This squirrel's now using a laptop. Justice Linslow, we brought you that interview earlier on in the program. We've determined that 40 points in football is a spot and a sandwich, not a burger. But we still did a bunch of stuff at Media Day, man. I got to talk to new Heat big man Myers Leonard. His voice is fantastic. This is about to give you some ear pleasure. The big man sat down with us for a little bit. We talked about a bevy of things, and here is our conversation. All right, we're here from Heat Media Day, and we are sitting down with new Heat big man Myers Leonard coming over from Portland. And it's welcome to Miami, man. It's good to have you.
I appreciate it.
It's good to have you. You feel like you've people are already embracing you like crazy, it feels like, on social media. The Heat fans like getting a look into your life. What have you felt like the welcome has been like so far?
It's been amazing, honestly. It's like been seamless in
really?
Terms of my wife and I moving to a new city, which, by the way, the Pacific Northwest and South Florida are nowhere near each other. It's by far the furthest NBA city. So that was interesting. But in terms of, you know, trying to embrace the city and this Heat culture and the community and everything, it's been good. You know, obviously, with social media you can interact with fans, and that's one thing my wife and I really try to do is impact people in a positive way, and
right.
and social media can be a little bit of both, but our goal is to impact people and show that we're just normal people.
Yeah,
just because I'm in the NBA and just because, you know, she's got all these trick shot videos and all this crazy stuff, like, that doesn't matter to us.
Right.
Like, that's a piece that helps us connect with other people, but it's more that we just want to be real people.
Yeah.
And then for me on the professional side in terms of the Heat, you know, the day I was traded, Mr. Riley sends me a very, very kind text message. Spo and a few others reach out. I talk to Spo on the phone. Coach Spo comes to LA and watches me work out for a couple of days. We get a long lunch together. So my point of saying all this is it's been seamless. Like, I will say this, with the Trailblazers, we had a very good culture, quote
sure.
unquote. You know, true professionals, good people, ready to work hard every day. That's very clear here as well. You know, it's pretty much demanded that you're a good person, that you come ready to work hard, you're tough, you know, all those sorts of things. So that part of it has made it easy. You know, like, that's what I stand for as a man, period.
When I heard you say this on Friday, talking about Spo reaching out to you right away, when we had him in here a little bit earlier, we were asking him about, like, what goes through his mind when he gets a new player, because he's, you know, known as a guy who likes to kind of expand a little bit and try and
maybe play you out of your comfort zone or think about things. Has that gotten across to you when you sit down, you chop up hoops with them? Like, are you getting new ideas, better ideas, things you haven't thought about before? What kind of things do you guys, you know, spit it about when it comes to basketball?
Sure. Well, I'll just say this. For the majority of the time, it was about life and
really?
Who
okay.
we are and, you know, what we stand for and, you know, what's it been like in Portland for you, he's asking me. And, you know, I ask, like, you know, how's it, you know, what's it been like, you know, going from coaching, you know, LeBron and D-Wade and Bosh to, you know, last year's team, like, just picking each other's brains. But then when it came to basketball, a lot of it actually came from when he was at the gym. My trainer, Drew Hanlon, who I've been with for 3 summers now, and Coach Spo and I just sat there and talked about, you know, being able to play off the elbow and playmake and dribble handoffs and pass and chase, space the floor, being able to half roll and playmake, which are all things I can do. They're all things I'm comfortable with. You know, most people point to game 4 and say that, oh, wow, Myers, like, you know, he had plays at the rim. He had plays in the mid-range. Like, he was shooting the three. He was, you know, good passing. Like, those are all things I'm comfortable with. You know, I think that I had opportunities in Portland, which sometimes I played well. Unfortunately, sometimes I didn't. And I always say this about my life. Like, I think that everything happens for a reason. And now all of a sudden, here I am with the Heat going into my 8th season. I feel good about it. There's something my wife and I were talking, and we just said, like, man, we feel, like, really welcomed here. Like,
yeah,
this is interesting. But we just have this sense. So, you know, I got to take it day by day, you know, come ready to work, be a good dude, be a good teammate, which I'm always going to do, and, you know, embrace this culture because it's something that shouldn't be taken for granted for starters. And second of all, it's something that I really hold a lot of value in.
What is the have you been part of these crazy it feels like they're already getting like a little bit of a cult story behind them, these workouts everybody's talking about, beating each other to the gym, tons of trash talk amongst each other, you know, getting themselves ready. It's not even training camp yet. You guys are trying to get yourself all geared up for next week or this week.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, I literally just told somebody this. I was I caught wind that Tyler was coming in a little bit early, so I said to myself, wait a minute, I don't know Tyler very well. Obviously the Heat really believe in this kid, and it's clear now why, after being around him for a few weeks. But I said to myself, wait a minute, that's going to be a great way for me to get to know him. I need to go in with him. Like, that's something I would do anyway. I like to go in early. I like to get my work done. But I said to him, hey, you going to work out early tomorrow? He said, yeah, I'll be here at, you know, I'll get here at 6. The team will start, 6:05, start at 6:30. So I was like, perfect, I'm there. So right then and there, I'm trying to build relationships. Because at the end of the day, is it just a business? Sure. But the teams that win know each other personally. They trust each other. They share the ball. They do everything when it comes to being selfless people.
Yeah.
And selfless teammates. So that was my way of getting to know some of the young guys, and especially Tyler. But to your point, I showed up at, like, I don't know, 6:11 the other day or something, and I was ready to work out. I went up there, and Jimmy's already in a full sweat, and I'm looking down at the other guy like, what the hell? How long has this guy been here?
What?
Yeah, so.
So you're feeling like a bum, and you're here at 6 in the morning.
Right, and that's our superstar player. But that's the same thing I'll say about Dame and CJ in Portland. They set the tone every day. True professionals, good people, good teammates, all that. And so if Jimmy's doing that, that's going to have a trickle-down effect on everybody. Whether it's me, who's an eighth-year guy who loves to put his work in, or a young guy who's looking for direction and needs somebody to kind of model their day after, or whatever you want to call it, you know, that's important. And then when it came to the pickup, you know, Jimmy's doing a little trash talking, you know, basically my team and his team, or, you know, the team I was on versus Jimmy's team, you know, trying to get the most wins. You know, that's the way it's supposed to be. You should have a competitive edge. You should want to win every single time you're out there. That should be a certain standard that here with the Heat, like, that's something every single night we got to be ready to rock and roll. So, you know, again, I'll say this. I'm excited to be here. I feel that I can impact winning every night, and I'm just going to continue to prove it day by day.
So yesterday you posted up this photo of yourself chilling by the pool with some brewskis.
Mm-hmm.
Looked like a good time. What is that getup that you were wearing? Because I thought it was – I can't pull that off, but that looked very, very stylish. What can you explain that to us and what was going on there?
Yeah, for starters, it was 100% silk head to toe with the shorts with the shorts on the top. And honestly, a couple of NBA players, and CJ is the one who kind of turned me onto it. It's a guy, it's just a company that has, like, kind of leisure wear and pool wear and, like, sporty-ish stylish stuff, I guess you'd call it.
All right.
It's comfortable. I mean, it is. So I'm a big fan of Coors Light. Do I drink often? No, but when I want to have a beer, I drink Coors Light. So I developed a relationship with them. I mean, even in my streaming and gaming room, I literally have a Coors Light fridge full of Coors Light. So my point is now I'm doing a paid ad for them, which is crazy to me.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Get the old fridge filled up.
Yeah, it's awesome. So I was like, okay, what the heck am I going to wear? Because they want me to be like chilling, but I had to keep a shirt on, fair, and I had to have the brewski, of course. So there I was with my comfy outfit chilling in my backyard.
When in college, did you wreck beer pong? Like, were you – because you're an amazing shooter. Everybody knows this. We've seen the backward shots. What is Myers-Leonard like on the beer pong arena?
Listen, I'm smoking almost everybody in beer pong, for starters. When it comes to chugs, no one's beating me. I'm undefeated. And when it comes to a shotgun, no one is touching me. It's not possible. It's just simply not possible. People who have been around me, you know, I have my fun in the summer occasionally, but I train very hard. I don't really drink very often.
Yeah.
But I'm smoking anybody, and I guarantee it.
So when you – the first get-together that happens amongst, like, are you somebody that, like, you'll see the arena going down, and you're like, yeah, I'm going to have to enter that challenge. I know it's workout time, but I need to just show everybody here I'm here to dominate.
Well, that happened. You know, I had a barbecue at my house. And, you know, I had a few beers or whatever, but, you know, this guy had kept saying, like, oh, you can't touch me. And I said, okay, buddy. Yeah, sure. So we did it. We did a chug out of a glass first. And I crushed that thing back. You know, it's like a 2-gulp deal. He's still sitting there sipping on his, like, halfway done or something when I'm just like, oh, here
you just humiliated him.
I did. And then he wanted to do a shotgun, which was an even worse idea. My best friend was there. He goes, I'm telling you right now, don't do that. Because he's, of course, seen him. I've been around him for years and years and years. And sure enough, whew, boy, was that a performance. Yep.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
I guess if they call you the hammer, you got to live up to it.
Where does the hammer come from?
Back home. This is what they call me, you know.
Just in the passing?
Bigger dude, you know. Like,
boom!
Here we are. I'm ready to rock and roll.
You have a very distinguished voice. You know this, Myers. You're a giant man. You and appropriately, you have a giant voice. Have you thought about narration work? Like, because we were talking about this on the radio show the other day. I was like, man, this Myers Leonard, like, he could be narrating movies, Planet Earth, whatever.
People have said that to me, which is like, you know, radio, TV, whatever. I don't know. We'll see what happens. I want to be a coach, and I want to impact, you know.
That's what you want to do?
Yeah.
Kids or you want to be in pros one day?
Good question. I don't know yet. I think that pros probably think that doesn't sting too much, and I want to impact probably younger people, so.
That's pretty awesome. You
know, yeah, money doesn't mean anything to me in life. It's more about impacting people in a positive way. So basketball, and I can teach them about life while teaching basketball, money.
Man, we're happy to have you here. It's going to be a fun season. Thank you for sitting down with us and giving us some time, man.
My pleasure.
All right, that's Myers Leonard, Miami Heat. Looking forward to the year.
It's baby doing. Everybody sing. Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Hey, baby.
Welcome back, everybody.
Because of Damon Lillard.
Thanks again to Myers Leonard for stopping by the show. People liked him.
He's a cool dude.
What's up with everyone dropping S-bombs? Jimmy, Justice, now Myers.
Oh, yeah.
That just happens when we interview people, man. They feel the need to curse. I don't know what
it's
to tell
you. You're the only guy, the only radio guy I know gets fired up when somebody loses their cool.
No, they were both sneak attacks. I didn't expect it.
I think you bring it out of people.
I don't know, man. This is my favorite part of the interview, though. Do you have this, Robbie, when he's talking about his beer pong prowess? Because just imagine, he's a 7-foot man. He's known for his shooting, and he also drinks like a giant person. He's like Andre the Giant, except with a stroke.
What is Myers Leonard like on the beer pong arena?
Listen, I'm smoking almost everybody in beer pong, for starters. When it comes to chugs, no one's beating me. I'm undefeated. And when it comes to a shotgun, no one is touching me. It's not possible. It's just simply not possible. People who have been around me, you know, I have my fun in the summer occasionally, but I train very hard. I don't really drink very often.
Yeah.
But I'm smoking anybody, and I guarantee it.
This makes me just want to now, do, this makes you me keep just in mind, want to have a kegger with him.
You keep in mind, okay, he's 7 feet tall.
That's right.
So his reach is 7 foot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the elbow's tough.
No, but you're so, once he extends it.
We need to party with that
he's
guy.
At the net.
Do we not need to party with that guy?
Are you going to not fall?
No, I probably will. By the way, I checked. We do not have control of the external cameras.
There's no external cameras.
Yeah, so.
And the other thing is.
Convenient.
Why are you wrapped up like you have third-degree burns?
Because I have skin missing off my leg.
That's called a damn scratch.
It's not a scratch.
like, wait, did you have to put Neosporin on?
Pick yourself up.
Oh,
dust
yeah.
yourself
the doc
off.
Came over yesterday and did all sorts of stuff.
Did he come here?
The fact that you have
he came to my house.
The fact that you have house calls bothers me.
Yeah, what's up, Dr. Panton? My boy.
It's
Alon.
Like, he's like, just keep me on speed dial. As long as you call me for these ridiculous reasons, I'm going to still have a job.
He's putting kids through college, Beast, with his hypochondria.
He was able to hire two nurse practitioners because of me.
Unbelievable, man.
Doctors on call, 365.
Listen, I'm dominating. you go through life as a giant. It's just
somebody said Tobin reporter voice needs a bigger role on the show.
I'm getting the hits, man. I'm getting some big time answers. I don't know what to tell you. This is the life of a journalist.
Can't wait for the Bob interview.
I got to tell you.
Listen, I'm smoking almost everybody in beer pong.
Why is he talking like Aaron Rodgers?
I don't know, man. Well, no, he probably is ashamed of Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is a weak-ass chugger.
Yeah.
Oh, we saw that, didn't we? Yeah. Courtney,
at the Milwaukee Bucks game.
Yep.
You just have a slip and accidentally refer to him as a choker.
I did. But no, he'd probably be ashamed of him. But like, shotgunning, he'd probably just crush. 7 foot? 7 foot's a different type of drinking.
Oh, the bong's just higher up. That's all.
Is it?
Or the beer? No, it's
They're
still
so
the same.
Tiny.
No,
everything's like. You ever get those little cans of soda with those little cans of?
Oh yeah, yeah.
I got
yeah.
had one time. I went to the damn store. Somebody asked me to get them some beer, right? And I said, "Wow, this is a hell of a deal." I was at Sam's. This is a hell of a deal. The other place only had 16 cans. This got 24 cans, and this is only a dollar more. It was them little baby sippy cups.
Yep. You got had.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you.
Hey,
man.
By the way,
yeah.
A beer is 16 ounces, nothing less ever. I don't even drink beer, and I was insulted by that. Don't put 24 cans. Please.
Listen. I love that voice, man. God, I don't want to tell you.
Man, listen.
I cannot believe. Hold on. Now, can we get back to his leg?
His leg is bandaged up like a wounded animal.
He's wrapped up.
How long do you think that bandage is going to be on there?
As long as he can get sympathy for it.
100%.
And wait. Are you walking with a limp?
It hurts.
You got a boo-boo! Oh, my God. What do you say to kids? What does your son say to you?
He put the wound on Facebook.
My son was taking care of me last night. He was helping me. It hurts a lot, man.
I'm sure it stings.
Ronnie Lott cut a finger off to keep playing.
I'm not him.
We know.
You're not. You're not anything of him.
What, Beast?
What?
Do you know?
Listen.
You are too grown,
Leroy,
a man.
You have to look at this cut, okay? You have to look at this cut.
Haircut?
His cut. His wound. Because you're gonna see this. You're going to see this.
And I'm going to be pissed.
Yep. You ready? Are you ready for this?
Yes. Where is it?
Exactly. The top.
Is that real blood?
Yes!
It looks like Halloween blood.
It looks like a rash.
Oh, my God.
Dude, it's a rash.
You got a rash.
Basically, you got what we get on turf.
Bro, you got a
turf
rash.
Turf burn. That's it.
It hurts!
Turf burn. Put some Neosporin on it. Put a bandage on it. Keep it moving.
It looks like sprayed that antiseptic spray on it yesterday. Oh, that hurt.
It looks like Ricky the Squirrel got you. That's it.
Right.
You got a baby attack.
Right. He said it's a scrape. Gravity got the better of him.
No, I did say that. Gravity won Beast nothing. I just wish we had the video. It was so lumbering.
Peacock Posse.
Hold on. I don't like that.
Yeah, no, it's true. The Peacock Fire Posse.
I don't like
Triple
that.
Triple T, what up?
Hey, checking in on how long we're trading Leonard for Bradley Beal.
Oh. No, I love him too much. He's my guy now.
Listen.
You know how many guys we need? Robbie, we need a recap of all the guys he has said, that's my guy, and then package in a deal.
Mm.
Rub some dirt on it. Keep it moving.
I won't read the top joke, but it's too easy.
I gotta see it.
It's low hanging fruit.
Ronnie eats a lot.
Yeah.
Seriously, man. That okay. Even understanding, I'm sure that thing hurt.
Yeah.
What you have on your leg is not appropriate to what that cut was.
I'm telling you, I'm surprised that, you don't. Surprised you didn't have the jaws of life come.
No, listen. Here's the deal. When he wrapped it yesterday, it wasn't this ace bandage that I'm using right now. It was just like a couple of pieces of like wrap to keep the
gauze.
To keep the gauze in place.
Wait a minute.
Whatever.
Let's even do it. Pete Carroll got hit in the face before the game, got 8 stitches, coached the game.
I'm playing hurt right now.
He doesn't need
You're
his,
not playing hurt. Doesn't need playing, you're playing scratched. You're playing scratched.
Oh, boy. I'm ashamed of you.
I mean,
like, dude.
Listen.
If you're that sorry, or if you're that worried about hurting yourself,
yeah.
Carry around some bandages or some Neosporin. Keep it moving.
I got some in my car. I
keep it all the time. I keep bandages.
You need to be on that's like a 2 Band-Aid wound. What you have
right.
on
it's not a 2 Band-Aid wound.
The big ones.
Would you like me to show you it?
No, the big ones.
Yeah, I would.
I would like to know, how did you fall?
Here he goes.
Hey,
here he goes.
He's just
out here for sympathy.
Is there still hair?
Please, come on, bro.
Let me see. Hold on.
You're going to be so ashamed of him when you see this. It's
well,
nothing.
The bad part's covered up.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
You know why he's
that
a fraud?
That is
Here's
covering
why
that.
He's a fraud. Because if it hurts so much, why would you stick a sticky Band-Aid on his sword?
Are you trying? Hey, let me ask you.
Look. He's got the Band-Aid with the stickiness on the... He told me not to. He left me the non-stick, the non-adhesive ones. I couldn't find them.
Let me ask you something. Are you trying to sue somebody? Is that why you're walking around with that fake bandage?
Yeah, there it is.
Is that what's going on here?
It did happen on work property.
Is that what's happening here? Because
were you on the clock?
What I'm seeing and what you're covering that with... Don't coincide.
Shh, don't tell anyone.
You have a
I got to tell you, I'm surprised you didn't come here with crutches. Or the boot. Kick the boot. Just wear the boot.
The boot would hurt.
It's going to be in here rascaling around.
It's not going to hurt as much as the Band-Aid you stuck
bleeding right now.
On.
Look,
wait.
Bleeding.
It's not going to hurt as much as the Band-Aid you stuck on the actual sore. Now, I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but I know if I'm sensitive, he has an adhesive bandage on the actual scratch.
Listen.
Notice the blood right there.
Yeah, I noticed that little trickle.
Only Beast can.
Now I need a picture with you wrapped up so I can see. I can show you how inappropriate
only
that bandage is for
only
this.
Only Beast can turn a trip onto his knees into the equivalent of road rash from a motorcycle accident.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, you would think that you got like held under like a monster truck and dragged along.
Oh, it's bleeding now.
I apologize for this, ladies and gentlemen.
-1.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Listen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.